This is a special edition of the Weekly Zoo, Legendary NH Exposed. This is Stephen Clickford. In this episode, I wrap up the other 7 episodes of the serial podcast exposing the social corruption of a town at a certain point of time in the late 90s to the late 2000s. This wrapper edition basically runs for about 21 minutes. It was running for about 28 to 30 minutes, but unfortunately, due to a technical problem on the record, the audio got completely messed up. But you kind of get the point anyways. So without further ado, here's the episode. Monday at 6 on Channel 6 News. Monday at 6 on Channel 6 treated me like I was hopeless, and the peers really, that is where I'm going to end the story. So the story of the exposure of the peers, and I mentioned this before, but you know, while I was busting my balls off doing things, most of my peers were drunk and shit-faced and shit shows and shit like that that was going on while they were not even 21 yet. They're just, part of me couldn't respect my peers. You know, I don't know how these people got into college, for one thing. Some of them didn't even need to go to college, but they went anyways. It just makes roughly no sense whatsoever. And I was, you know, in my 20s soon, I was much more confused than they were. So let's go into my late 20s, early 30s, see if anything has changed. And, before that, let me just repeat to the audience, I was off Facebook for the most part from 2010 to late 2016. I purged my Facebook account. I didn't even deactivate it. I purged it. And, so I was off Facebook since, you know, for about roughly 6 years. I really realized that things, this is one of the things I realized with my millennial peers, is that one, they're using Facebook as if it's still a website. Nowadays it's an app, but for a lot of the people, the millennials are not very technical in nature. So millennials are essentially, they're just not technical people, to begin with. So they're using Facebook as if it's a site. And a lot of that is they talk in text. They don't do a lot of live streaming themselves. And they just don't, seem to, I don't know how to put this in the right words here, but they use it much radically different than the younger generation. And I've just seen a lot of differences of how how these friends were, using Facebook, and that's the kind of relationship they wanted. They didn't seem to care, and that was a real sad state of affairs when I knew when that time, you know what's going on right now as I'm talking. There's a big wind storm right now. We're getting like up to 40 mile gusts, and in downtown Copenhagen, in the mini fake world, it's the state house got kind of somewhat damaged. So there's a lot of cold in the air. I'm a bit tired and all that. And I do have my thoughts down here, but it's just hard to word this all together because I just had a conflict with my mother just 2 hours before going to air. And that was how the Legendary NH Exposed began. It began after a conflict with my mother and how I felt that the school that I was in, the elementary school program, basically rewarded my mother and basically at my own expense. Okay, I was a child at that time. I got screwed by these radical teachers. These teachers were radical. Absolutely, there's no discussion on it. And they just totally didn't care about me. They cared about my mother more than they cared about me. And you know, that made me feel like I wasn't worth anything. I had no self-worth whatsoever. And you don't recover from that. At all, and I at least I certainly didn't, and I certainly didn't recover from the injustices of being in a special ed program. And my mother didn't I mean, she had some deficits, but they didn't say anything critical. They just were smitten with her. They loved her. They wouldn't do anything, you know, to hold her accountable. And I think that's where I feel to this day. The other problem that had happened, which was really unfortunate, was again 2018, near the end. This is way before COVID, and I thought maybe we could have our own little reunion. If you're not gonna have a big reunion because your reunion's on Facebook, would it be possible that we just go to Starbucks or what? And it turned out that this reunion on Facebook was just the very same thing, just 10 years before, just with different packaging. I felt very screwed over. I felt used. I didn't feel respected. I didn't feel like there was any purpose, you know, having these friendships. And that was, again, it's one thing when you have a Facebook hyphenated friend. It's another thing when it's someone that you didn't know. And it just kept getting perpetuated and perpetuated. It was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so there was never an off Facebook friendship at that point. And I, multiple attempts, I tried to, you know, I didn't harass them by any means. I don't want people to think that I had said, "Hey, let's meet up." Like all the same shit. You know, when people say things, "Oh, let's meet up," it's all bullshit. I mean, I learned that the hard way that when he say, "Oh, we're gonna meet up," they don't mean that. They don't mean that at all. They're just saying it for the sake of saying it. And I should have like took that more seriously, that it's more hyperbole than it was back 2.5 years ago. And I by 2019, I had a lot of self school stuff that I was kind of I found and was putting them all together, and I was trying to bait these people into bait them in, and they would react on some of the posts, but they never followed through on it. And so I was really hurt at that point. And then so we go to the end of December of 2019, where I block nearly 20 of the friends that were on my Facebook. I have roughly 60 now, but I blocked them all, and that included spouses, boyfriends, husband's wife, whatever, spouses, whatever. I made sure, like, I fell off the face of the earth. They, I felt severely betrayed. I mean, let's put this into perspective, okay? What I'm saying here is, no, I'm not saying that I can't be friends with everybody. Sure, okay. Out of the 20, there couldn't only be one. There was zero. They all wanted to just have that relationship through the screen. So that tells me a lot about the millennials and really how at least affluent or even modest affluent people just absolutely have no fear or shame whatsoever to just perpetuate misinformation. I mean, this was, or not misinformation, but just leading people on. So, it was a very lonely time, and I'm going to now bring you to late February, early March of just a year ago. So it was just only 4 months after, three months, where I blew up my social subnet. And so COVID happens, and I came to this realization that that it's never going to happen, because at that time, social distancing and the 6 feet rule was already kind of getting in place. And like, in my head, it was like, oh shit, it's not going to happen. And that was like, even though I blew them off just 3 months before, it clearly was like, this was the final straw, the last nail in the coffin. And it's really bad. I mean, the people are corrupt, the system's corrupt, the schools are corrupt, the special education system's corrupt. I mean, and individuals are corrupt too. No one, and accountability is, no one wants to take responsibility anymore. That's part of being a grown up. And I've learned the hard way that it's perfectly okay to not take responsibility, apparently. And it hurts. And this goes without saying, again, South School, let's dig this one more last time as I wrap this up, okay? The Hawks were, my elementary school, South School Hawks, what it really was from the adult perspective, they helped me out through my mother. I never was empowered in that place. It's easy to look back in history and say how great it was, but it was really tainted. The teachers were in codes with my mother. They loved her so much that they would do anything and anything for her. The peers were lucky that they were able to be exposed to people that were not like them. But do they tolerate us? Yes. Do they accept us? No. Absolutely not. It's almost identical to what the boomers went through when they were coming of age. Most of us were locked up at state schools, so they would mock the retarded, and of course that went downstream to the millennials. The millennials are not, I don't get along with them. I didn't want to be tolerated. Tolerance is a very low level thing. Acceptance is greater. And I didn't get that at all. Not one. Maybe a couple. I lied. But the I look at what self did to my mother with the constant rewarding of her behavior. And again, I was about fifth grade. I was in fifth grade when our relationship had changed. Our relationship had changed where my mother became a little more neurotic, more emotional, more responsive, more reactive, and they just they didn't see through what was going on. They just thought she was, they were looking at the 1993 version of her as if she was the perfect female on the planet. I don't hate my mother by any means. I hate the South school teachers in lieu of hating a parent. I don't hate my mother, but because it's a very strong word, but what the idea is, she's still very superior and I am inferior. I'm going to be 34 in a week and a half, okay? I feel like my life was robbed. Now, I've done everything, and I've said this before, being a victim versus being a survivor. I've been a victim when I didn't have the time to deal with the surviving the moment. But it is kind of unfair when your mother gets a lot of the you're the great mom, the goat like attitude by the greatest of all time, right? And I just feel like I have no purpose. And when you start to have no purpose in life, how the hell are you able to recover? It's gonna be a long, long road. If I had a friend in my life, a real life friend in the area, if I had a little more, I've had connections from Vegas just fluking out. I've had one that randomly blocked me on Facebook after saying welcome back because I knew her account was deactivated, got blocked on that. Another person is like a no-show, and if I had friends around here, if I had just people that were reliable and stable, right? I'm around a lot of people that are not stable. So it just seems like I can never get out of my environment because every time I get out of the environment, something else happens. So I struggle, and if there was a certain difference in friendships or relationships, I probably wouldn't be doing a series. But the way that my mother has so much power and the inability for her to take responsibility and accountability, and it was never cited, this was a one-way system. There was blatant sexism, there was blatant gender bias, there's blatant discrimination of what I went through in the school system. And again, it just gets written off as, well, you just had a bad experience, tough luck. Life sucks, deal with it. I have dealt with it. It just continuously being reminded, I mean, they say that autistic individuals have repetitive behaviors, but how much is it? How much is it that they're reacting on repetitive environments? My environment was very repetitively abusive. There was blatant abuse going on in this. I mean, it wasn't sexual in nature. That's the problem. I can't report what happened to me 20 years ago, even though time has expired, obviously. But, because I wasn't fucked, literally. So, these people can get away with so much. I do blame a lot of the South School people, completely having a woman crush on my mother. My mother was, oh my God, everyone was just almost having an orgy with her. Oh, she's so great. Oh, your mom. Oh my God, you're such a great. I don't remember any of this, and I wasn't in the room when they're doing this. So I'm hearing, like, I'm imagining what was said to her, and what's said to her is almost like you're a goat almost. Oh my God, you're so great. And then what happened was, I think it was a feedback loop that led my mother into, basically, into who she would become. She basically gave birth to this individual, well, just before she was 17, and didn't have to work much harder than that because the legacy was already written. But I don't have much of a legacy. Now, I'm not talking about, I'm thinking about death or suicide a lot, but really, like, in the last, like, I don't know, 5, 10 years, it's like if something were to happen to me, whether it's intentional or not, I probably wouldn't want to be remembered, because I really don't know what my own accomplishments as an individual are. There just really isn't. And they didn't get it. I really thought those 6 years of being in special ed really kind of was critical in my life, and they weren't gonna allow me to have that. I mean, I remember situations where I don't think they really knew what kind of growth happened, because it was. This edition of the Weekly Zoo has been brought to you by from Monday at 6 on Channel 6 News. Copenhagen and the capital region will be returning to school within weeks. Be prepared for the COVID-19 restrictions and mask policies that may affect your loved ones. Monday at 6 on Channel 16, The Spirit of Copenhagen.